How much can you take again from those other matchups against Von Miller and DeMarcus Lawrence and those guys into, you know, going up against
a lot. It's really about getting off the ball. I think a lot of times he beats guys off the snap. He's so explosive, gets guys turned, and whenever he gets tackles, hips turned, and he does whatever he wants with them.
Where do you put him in terms of the great pass rushers in the league?
He's up there one or two. He's up there with Von.
How often is he over the right tackle versus the left?
He's mostly over the right. Very seldom does he go over to the left tackle. I think he's more comfortable on my side.
Lane, you knew going into the season this lineup of all these great edge rushers you were going to face. Has that made you a better football player?
Yeah, I think when you have to go against good competition, it elevates your game. So I knew coming in that my work was going to be cut out for me. So, you know, just had my sights set on that in the offseason and try to take it one game at a time during the season.
Do you expect to see more struggle?
Yeah, Mac. I mean, I see a little bit of both, mostly Mac. He likes to play on my side.
So
he's elite. He's up there right there with Von Miller. He's supposed to get off. Got good power. A variety of moves, a lot of moves. So he's right there with Von.
Well, I mean, I don't know. You've had a lot of success against the
previous rushers. Basically getting off the snap count, exploding off the ball, try to beat those guys to the point of attack. You see, you talk about defensive ends having a great get off. They like to beat the tackle and, you know, have some leverage on them.
I mean, I don't know.
Have a running back by committee kind of approach. Does that change anything for you guys? Or you
not at all.
Are open the lane and you guys figure out where to go?
Yeah, it doesn't change anything from blocking standpoint. It's really, we block our guys and they make our reads. So, you know, every running back is, you know, style's a little bit different.
I mean, I don't know who the last right tackle is that made it to the pro. Do you know?
I don't know. I'm running.
It's been a while, yeah. I mean, how's the field? For Eagles, but it's been a while since anybody in the
NFL. I think the right tackle position needs to be reevaluated because you go look at who the guys we got to block this, you know, right tackles have to block, you know, the key guys in the NFL now. So I think that, you know, left tackle, right tackle dilemma is changing. So there's really nowhere to hide.
What kind of honor is it to be the guy to crack that barrier, especially when it was your first time? And typically, it takes a while.
Yeah, it feels good. I hope it puts the right tackles in the spotlight because, I mean, there's a lot of good right tackles out there, that are deserving as well. So maybe that'll change here in the future.
Did it dawn on you that, you know, typically in this league, once you get in once, you kind of get in by default?
Committee,
sometimes.
Yeah.
In fact, JP wasn't really kind of eligible this year. That
I think it did. Yeah. I think if Joe Thomas or Jason would have been healthy, I think I wouldn't have made it. I've been an alternate or something. Yeah. Just how it is.
But
it's
you clearly obviously earned the right though.
Yeah. It is what it is. I mean, it feels good to get in there, kind of break that. You know, it's been a goal of mine for a long time. So now it's just about staying consistent.
I know you've talked all year about this being one of your big goals, but just to be able to do it. How does that feel in terms of an accomplishment?
It feels good, man, especially just, you know, a lot of stuff I've had in previous years. Been a lot of negative stuff, you know, with me. So it feels good to, you know, finally make a positive. And now it's just about being consistent and playing that way for a long time.
You could kind of put a percentage on it. How much of it is getting to where you are today, you know, is technique? Is your motivation from what's happened? Is everything else?
A lot of it's from, you know, Stoutland just developing. You know, I've developed as a player, you know, for the past 4 or 5 years I've been here. And just, you know, stuff that's happened to me off the field, I think it's just been a huge motivator. So I know what I can do. People know what I can do in here. It's just a matter of being out there with my teammates and being responsible.
Does Stout ever have you, or do you ever go back and look at your rookie film versus now?
No, I don't like to, yeah, but I know what it looks like. I was a guy out there playing timid, scared to make a mistake. And, you know, it's really not even a comparison to me in my rookie year. It's really trying to find out what the NFL's about, you know. I'm a, you know, brand new father too. My rookie year, you know, coming, you know, number one overall or number four overall pick. So I kind of think I kind of let distractions get to me instead of just playing.
Brandon said one of the things that attracted him about this team was you playing alongside. You guys are both in the Pro Bowl now. What's the relationship like? How are you guys able to dominate so much the way you do on the right side?
We're good friends off the field, so just good chemistry. So, I mean, I think we think alike. So when it comes to the game, a lot of times we don't have to say nothing because, you know, we understand each other just because, you know, he even lived close to me. So we're just hanging out all the time and kind of built a relationship since he's been here. So, I mean, he helps me out a lot. I mean, there's not many guys that big that can do what he does.